You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. A UW-Madison student got a photo assignment for an elective class and decided to use it as an excuse to visit and document some of her favorite spots on campus, libraries.
Elise Shimke joins us to talk about her project. She's from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and is a senior at UW-Madison studying history and English literature. Elise, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks.
So how did you come up with this really creative idea?
So I had an assignment for my photography course this past semester, which was to create a typology. And a typology is when you go around and photograph the same object or theme in different settings, and then you can take those different images and draw conclusions about the commonalities and differences between them. And I had originally tried to do payphones.
Are there
not many payphones left. I found about five in the Madison area before I kind of like gave up. So I was thinking about new ideas, and I came back to this idea that one of my professors in a previous semester had touched on in an English like design course about campus architecture. He had taken us around campus, pointed out different buildings, and asked us to think about how we could compare what buildings look like to the information inside them and the people inside those buildings. And I thought that was a really interesting idea, but I wanted to capture that idea in a more visually consistent way. So I started thinking about parts of the buildings that might show those commonalities and differences like that. So as I was thinking about it, I realized, that pretty much every department or major on campus has a library associated with it. And, libraries have fairly consistent structures. They have shelves, books. So that's where I kind of went with it and took it off.
So initially you thought, I'll find payphones, and you could only find five around Madison, but then you decide to do libraries, and I'm guessing there were a lot more libraries at UW-Madison than you imagined.
Right. If you ever go on like a campus tour for like prospective students, that's one of the kind of fun facts that tour guides will bring up is, there are X number of libraries on campus. Of course, I didn't remember that exact number, but when I went back to look at it and counted it up, there's 41 in total, which is just was a bit overwhelming.
Wow. So can you give us some examples of the interesting or unexpected libraries you discovered doing this?
Yeah. So some of the really interesting ones I found, the first ones that come to mind are like the zoology research stacks. It's a closed collection, but it has just a lot of neat information on biological topics. And then the Ruth Kettner Harris Design Library in the School of Human Ecology has just numerous works on just both like textile design and things like that. And it was really interesting to just flip through some like old magazines and look at like fashion in the 1950s.
And so 41 libraries, how long did it take you to go and photograph each of them?
Right. So when I started the typology assignment in September, I only photographed like 9 libraries to begin with. And that took me a couple of days to get those together and then to edit them. Then when I revisited the assignment at the end of the semester, because I was looking for something to do for a final project, and this seemed like something to expand upon, I actually asked my sister at one point, I was like, do you think I should do this? And she was like, no, that's way too much work. You can't get that done. So I was like, well, now I have to do it.
Just to prove you wrong.
Right, exactly. So I had a lot of final projects kind of going at that same time. This one was just particularly just nudging me in the back of my mind. So I was like, okay, I'm going to set aside a week and I'm going to finish it. So I made a series of post-it notes that broke down the libraries based on geographic location and then the hours that they were open. Mm. So every day, if I wasn't in class or at work, I would take a post-it note and I would cross off all those libraries on that note. So after a week or so, I had them all done. I wasn't as enthusiastic as we got to the last couple of post-it notes. My feet got rather tired, but
You talked about it being a typology project. So there was a theme to how you were photographing them. What did you decide was the look that you wanted to have consistent through these different photos?
Right. So as I was going to the libraries, each library had at least like two bookshelves within it. So that seemed to be something that I could keep consistent. But, you know, if you're just photographing down the center of two shelves, it's not very interesting. So I realized also that each of the libraries would more than likely have a chair in it as well. And the chair seemed to bring back a little bit of that idea of campus architecture that I had originally been thinking about when I started the idea. So I dragged the chair between the shelves, and that had this nice kind of like vanishing point that was completed then. And then as I was going about that and had evolved into the chairs, I realized after like three or four libraries or so, and the libraries that I had visited were like science and math based. And as a not at all science and math based person, I'd never been to these libraries and realized I wasn't going to recognize them later on. So I was looking for ways in which I could kind of make notations as to which of these libraries I had been to. So when I went back and edited, I could, you know, see where these were and make note of it. So I started like dragging books or, you know, decorative items that I found in the library into the photo as well, so that I could have that marker and see like, oh, this was the physics library. But then as I looked at them more, especially like one that I had taken in the limnology library with just this like massive like fishing net, those photos started to become more interesting than the ones with just the chairs. So it kind of evolved into finding what bits of information within the library I could bring into the picture. And that information a lot of times was more than just books, and taught me a lot about kind of how people conceive of information in different ways.
So what kind of response have you gotten to your photos?
It's been an extremely overwhelmingly positive response. I've been shocked and really encouraged by the positive reaction people have had to it. It's been really rewarding to hear from like alumni across the country that'll send me little notes saying, oh, I used to work in the library, in the chem library in the 90s, and I remember, you know, teaching the librarians like how to put like barcodes on the books or things. Or this one woman commented on Facebook and was talking about how she and her husband met in college library in the 70s, or like that is how, you know, the place that they spent all of their time. Wow. And it really brought back memories. So, yeah, it's been really powerful.
And you've actually turned it into a book that you're selling on Etsy.
Yes. Yeah. So that's taught me another lesson in kind of, just like small business management. Wow. And given me some of those skills as well. So it's taken on new layer after new layer.
Well, as we wrap up, Elise, do you now have a new favorite library as the result of this project?
That is a hard question. There are so many good ones. I don't know. Just like, I guess there's some visual ones that'll always stick with me as being favorites. Like the, I believe it's the Max like Kata Institute. It's the German library on campus. It just has some really beautiful chairs, of course, in it. And then just incredible artifacts as well. When I went there, I was lucky enough to be able to look at some letters from a man, I believe, that was running for some political office in the late 19th century. His handwriting was, or his letters were written entirely in like crosshatch. Wow. In German. So even if my German was well developed, I would have had a hard time reading them. But it was cool to hold that history.
Well, Elise, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
You can see some of the highlights of Elise Shimke's photo collection, Libraries of UW-Madison, on the Central Time Facebook page and on WPR.org.